police say a failed suicide attempt caused the death of at least 11 people in yesterday's train derailment in Southern California. More than 180 people were injured when a commuter train struck a sport utility vehicle parked on the tracks. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Los Angeles.
Howard Greitzer takes the early train into downtown Los Angeles every day to work. He says often you hear the train hit gravel or even a shopping cart. Yesterday, when he heard a similar noise, he didn't worry.
But all of a sudden, the lights went out, which was a bad sign. And maybe another half a minute later, we just bang, just smashed into, at that point, something. We didn't know what had happened. I was thrown to the floor, but that was minor compared to everybody else.
Passengers were ejected from their seats and sent tumbling into the aisles as the train crashed into the parked SUV, jumped the tracks, and careened into a freight train. The derailed cars quickly toppled over, clipping an oncoming train. The noise shook through Ernie Montenegro, who was in the back of the warehouse store where he worked near the tracks. He says he turned around and heard the train struggling to brake.
And the guy trying to pull a brake, and then what? Hit the yellow car, the yellow.
He says a fire erupted. He and 10 other employees just started pulling people from the mangled wreckage. Montenegro says he tried furiously to help an elderly man.
He asked me, help me, please don't let me burn. And I said, okay, take it easy, take it.
He says he was finally able to get him out.
He said, pray for me.
He told him not to talk. Firefighters rushed onto the scene and ordered the workers back. Montenegro says the man didn't make it. More than 100 people were rushed to 13 area hospitals. Dozens were listed in critical condition. Among the dead were a 23-year veteran of the L.A. Sheriff's Department and a city firefighter. L.A. Mayor James Hahn praised the warehouse store workers, calling them angels in the city of angels, but he said the disaster was senseless.
I hope that we were able to assess this in a way that we can figure out, is there a way that we could stop one crazed individual from creating this kind of carnage?
Police identified that individual as 25-year-old Juan Manuel Alvarez, who had previous drug and DUI arrests along with a restraining order keeping him away from his ex-wife and son. According to police, Alvarez parked his Jeep Cherokee on the tracks intent on committing suicide, but changed his mind when he saw the approaching train. Unable to dislodge his car, he ran from the vehicle and watched the collision. Alvarez was apprehended by police and treated at a nearby hospital. Police said he had self-inflicted wounds on his wrist and chest. Glendale Police Chief Randy Adams says there was no way to prevent the accident.
This was an intentional act, so a lot of times if people are going to do things intentionally, no matter how many safety precautions you provide, it's very difficult to control for all of them.
But as in past accidents, union officials once again voiced complaints about trains being pushed by locomotives instead of pulled by them. Union leaders say if a heavier locomotive had been in the front of the train when it struck the SUV, it probably would have just pushed the vehicle off the tracks, avoiding the deadly derailment. Despite the accident, passenger Howard Gretzer says he'll still ride the train.
Anything can happen. It won't keep me from riding again. So, no, it's probably one of the safer ways to travel still, hopefully.
Officials say the tracks won't be cleared for travel until Monday. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.